This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Well, if I actually turned it up, it would be brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now, he has been instrumental in taking a company that had a pretty good rep in a certain discipline and going 90 degrees from that and embracing a different clientele for the most part and bringing them on board to where it is quickly becoming one of the more sought-after guns by LEO that actually have a little discerning, they have a certain discerning capability of being able to pick what they run. His name is Tony Pignato. He is at Staccato 2011 Guns. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you, pal?
This is a little akin to getting the Sasquatch to be on your radio show, because Tony is a... how many sets of tires do you go through in a year?
Well, it's funny you should ask that. I just put a fresh set on the vehicle, and that doesn't get any cheaper.
Jeez. Yes. So, like, if there's a Staccato dealer out there and they call up and say, "Hey, we sure would like to have a demo," they look at Tony and he just goes, "Okay, fine." He goes out and gets in. You drive a Sprinter van. You get in the Sprinter van and you take off, whether it's Washington State or just downtown somewhere in Texas where you guys are out of. Yeah.
Well, we've got a whole team of people that do it, and I apologize for an echo. I haven't soundproofed my office yet, but...
Well, you sound pretty good.
Awesome. We have a team of people that do it. We also have an entire team of law enforcement and military guys that handle that side of our house. During your intro, one of the things I wanted to shout out to is we have... our VP of law enforcement and military sales, a guy named Buck. And Buck was really, really instrumental in us getting into that law enforcement space because, to be honest with you, we didn't really look at it. I mean, and he believed in it, and we very, very quickly got on board with his belief and started looking at it. And so him and his team, or I say Buck and his team, not him and his, Buck and his team have been very pivotal in getting us to that space. Obviously, we've got to build a great product, but really putting it in front of those people. He's done to the law enforcement space what the rest of the team has done in the civilian space.
Well, here's the thing, though, and this is the thing that always, if I were a law enforcement officer, if I could get that 1911 single action trigger, which is the best trigger on the planet, and get the reliability and the capacity of some of the plastic fantastics, I'd be all over that. And surely, given the 1911 single stack, all of that rep it had for so long in combat, you would think that would have been adopted in droves. But capacity was an issue. But what you guys did, still. Like, in the space of 2 years, you guys went from... I had been sponsored by STI before, but they had 5 pages of guns. Most of them were all devoted to competition. The ones that were devoted to carry, well, they weren't quite as good as they could have been. And you guys came in and solved that issue. You solved the image issue, and then you went out and cultivated a whole new clientele. And that is exceptional. So
it seems like a lot more when you say it.
Well, I mean, like I said, I've been associated with them before, and I got two guns from them, and both of them broke before I went to the range. Before I pulled the trigger, they broke. I did get them fixed, and like with the Staccato guns from day one, from the original single stack Staccato C and the original Commander Link Staccato P, those guns are just solid as a rock. And if you treat them right, I mean, the first mistake everybody that I made was I didn't read the manual, because I guess I'm a guy. Because you need to read the manual and lubricate it the way they say to lubricate it. And if you do that, that makes all kinds of difference.
But yeah, that was the guns, they definitely need oil. That's one thing about it. And I'm a gun guy, you know that. I mean, Bill, you and I have talked offline. I'm a gun guy. I've shot, you know, tens of thousands of rounds out of probably, you know, of Glocks and Hangfolios and SIGs and, you know, regular 1911s. I mean, I've shot a lot of rounds out of guns.
Yep.
And I tell people, I said, you know, the thing about our gun is it's just easier. And I like easier. I like to where I don't have to be perfect to have what we like to call a perfect engagement, or a really, really good engagement. And that's the thing about it. And you've also got to make something that's durable. We've created, there's been a little bit of a creation, and I think it was done purposefully, where you've got something that's really, really low maintenance. In some of these other guns, and or I say really low maintenance, or there's never been a big focus on maintenance. A couple reasons was the design of the gun. There was a belief you didn't have to do maintenance on them, even though I've made every one of the guns out there fail that I just talked about.
Right.
From not doing maintenance, from pushing them to the point that they were incredibly nasty and dirty and covered in grit and stuff. I mean, everything will stop eventually. But also, I think the operational tempo is increased, meaning that there's more people having to use their guns defensively or professionally. And again, I think things have changed, and unfortunately, when things change like that, you have to be able, if you do have to draw that firearm in an operational environment or a defense of yourself or your community or a teammate, easier's good. When everything else is hard, I want engaging the target effectively and significantly reducing the chance that if I do my part, that I'm going to engage or endanger collateral damage or peripheral targets. That to me, that's a no-brainer.
Yep. Well, I mean, what you guys have done with this platform, and we're going to talk about that in the following segments, but what you guys have done is nothing short of I like custom 1911s, and you know some of the players I played around with and everything. And
yeah, man.
The interesting thing is that you guys have figured out a space where as long as you don't go below this tolerance or above this tolerance and you're keeping everything in there and you're consistent with it, and that's important, being consistent with it. If you're consistent with it, then the batches of guns you're sending out are always consistently good. You guys have very few problems that I am able to tell. I haven't, you know, I haven't taken mine and beaten it with a hammer or anything with it to see how far I need to go to make it fail. But, I've shot plenty of rounds through them. I'm a firm believer in them. I actually believe that among the carry guns available out there, the C2 is probably, if you can, you know, if you have the means, that is the best one of its kind out there. Coming up on the first break, to get an idea of what's available out there too, you need to go to staccato2011.com. Talking to Tony Pignato from Staccato. That does not rhyme on purpose, but it just worked out that way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're talking to Tony Pignato from staccato2011.com. The finest shooting handguns in the world. Is that what the
Yeah, world's best shooting handguns.
There you go.
Pretty bold statement, but it's, you know, the gun shoots really, really good, man. I mean, that's the thing about it, and we try to, you know, to our point before we went to the break, as you were talking about some of the craftsmen in the industry, and there's, I mean, golly, man, there's some amazing, amazing craftsmen. I mean, they're just absolute artists, that are building just phenomenal, I mean, works of art, phenomenal pieces. And we wanted to be able to make something that's incredibly performance oriented, you know, is attractive, but it has to be repeatable. We have to be able to make make quite a few of them, and be able to put those in, into the hands of those people that we think it's the most important. Which, you know, our focus has been the people who defend themselves, their loved ones, their communities, and their country. And we've that's our vision, that's our passion, that's where our values are aligned with. And we want to understand that embracing that. The people who protect freedom and then pursue, you know, in pursuit of liberty. I mean, that's really where our focal point's been.
Well, I mean, the other thing, and this is, I would love to know if this was planned. With this new platform, or with the revamping of the way you guys put the platform together and the way it functions and all the everything else, this literally works for anybody, doesn't it? This, these guns, whether you're a new shooter or a competitive shooter, if you're somebody that just sticks it in the sock drawer and pulls it out in a home invasion, if you want to carry it, military likes it, law enforcement likes it. This is really a one platform. It's nearly the type of gun where everybody says, well, I wish they'd just make one gun that worked for everybody.
Well, yeah, I can definitely tell you it was planned. I wish I was that lucky. I think I wish our company, or everybody wishes their company was that lucky. But no, we planned it. We started with looking at the two basic needs of, you know, person. Think about, and you know this, you and I've talked about this before. But if you think about your concealed carry gun, it's the gun you shoot the least and you suck with the most.
Right.
I mean, true story. With all of us. I mean, it's the gun, you go to the range, you know, you practice your USPSA or your IDPA or your IPSC or your target practice or your three gun or your super ninja tactical combat roll stuff. And then on the way out, you reach up and you grab your Kel-Tec and you shoot a couple rounds out of them, and you realize 380 is really, really expensive, so you put it back, and, you know, or you crack a, I always shoot one magazine out of my carry gun before I leave the range, after I shot 250 rounds out of my, you know, my race gun or my competition gun or my range gun.
Right.
So we wanted to make a gun that, now, and we understand that our gun's not the smallest. I got it. You cannot carry concealed the Staccato C2 or the C in a Speedo. We got it. We knew that going into it. You know, I mean, we're never going to say that we're a Glock or we're a SIG or we're a Ruger LCP, or, and we're not. That's not who we are. That's not what our gun is. That's not what our gun's designed to shoot like. But we wanted to make a gun that was small enough to conceal, which we consider small enough to conceal, and then also small enough to fight with. We started looking at different sizes of guns on the market and what those sizes were. And we understood that, hey, man, that sub four inch is, you know, the compact, that compact version. And then your subcompact, which is, you know, I think that's 3.5, you know, 3.5 to 4 and then 4 to 4.4. And then, you know, you get up there like that. And then you got a full size gun. So you think, you know, okay, let's say Glock 17 is a full size gun, Glock 19 is a compact, and a, you know, 42 or 43 is a subcompact. So we wanted to get into that space where we could get into that compact and that subcompact size, but still have the gun be shootable and you enjoy shooting it. So what you're going to do is you're going to practice with it and you're going to feel confident with it. We also wanted you to be able to shoot the gun at 25 yards accurately. and deliver an accurate shot on target, not like, well, I'm hoping this guy will get closer to me before I shoot him. I mean, I don't think we're in that age right now. I think there's too many potential situations that we can find ourselves in that if we're not able to effectively engage targets at any given distance, I mean, I think you're limiting your capabilities. And the last thing you want to be is the guy that, or gal, who's like, dang it, you know, I should have brought more gun, you know, to the gunfight. So that's what we did. That's what we really tried to look at that. That's as far as the concealed carry market is. There's so many little micro guns out there that, not to take any away from them, I mean, but it's like they're just really, really hard to shoot. You can shoot them, you can practice well, but, yeah.
See, that's the thing. I look at the micro gun as the lowest common denominator. That's the gun you carry, so you can say that you're carrying a gun. But, I mean...
That's a great point. I mean, there's you know, it's interesting as we've got... And I'm not a... I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to, you know, walk around brandishing, you know, or anything like that. I understand people are intimidated, and then there's other arguments like, well, if the bad guy comes in, I don't want him to know I got a gun because now I'm a target. And then other people are like, well, I don't want people to know I have a gun because it intimidates them, or I want to make sure that I don't print it all. And, you know, you get somebody who's, you know, slightly overweight, or you get somebody this or that. I mean, all these other factors that are involved. And there's other things, too. It's like, I'm not printing, but can I get to the gun? Can I get to the gun effectively? And then if I get to the gun effectively and I present the gun, can I engage the target? I mean, remember, we're not smuggling guns.
Right.
We're carrying a gun for concealed carry. That
right.
is the most important gun we own because it's the gun that may save our life or the life of our loved one or the life of somebody else.
Right.
And we don't want to suck with that. So I want to get, it's like, you know, we were talking about this the other day. I was an observer in a class and
one of the students
asked me a question.
Hold that thought. We're coming up on the break. Staccato Guns or staccato2011.com. You can go look at some of the guns. I mean, one gun, the Staccato C, the first year it came out, it was named the Carry Gun of the Year. And it shot, it's a little gun, and it shot like a big boy. It's a beautiful piece of work. Check all of this out at staccato2011.com. Talking to Tony Pignato. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Speaking at the National League of Cities event this afternoon, President Joe Biden said he's going to raise the standard for government projects to be considered as made in America.
Any federal project, president for since 1939, has been able to say that entire project has to be made in America before I'm going to pay for it. Well, guess what? It was 55% of the product was made in America was thought to be made in America. I'm changing that. It has to be a minimum of 75%, and then Because where in the hell is it written saying we can't manufacture things in America again?
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has said that the federal interest rate will be going up a quarter point on Wednesday, and there will be at least two more interest rate hikes before the end of the year to try to slow inflation and not send the country into a recession. This is USA Radio News. Ukraine's president will be looking for more help from the American government on Wednesday.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will address all members of Congress on Wednesday morning. Zelensky will update the House and Senate on the brutal Russian invasion of his nation just days after Congress sent roughly $14 billion in lethal and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer said in a letter to lawmakers that Congress remains unwavering in our commitment to supporting Ukraine as they face Putin's cruel and diabolical aggression. I'm Lance Pry.
More than 2 years after the Boy Scouts of America sought bankruptcy protection amid an onslaught of child sex abuse allegations, a judge will determine whether to confirm its proposed reorganization plan in a trial that starts today. It'll stretch over several weeks as attorneys and witnesses battle over a host of complex issues, including insurance rights, liability releases, and the value of 80,000 or more child sex abuse claims, and how such a huge number of claims came to be filed. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Tony Pignato from Staccato Guns. You were telling us a story about some students. If you would, please pick it up from right there because I wanted to hear that. We still got Tony. I know we still got Tony. There he is. Okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. It was interesting to hear where there was a executive and a team that was teaching a church security team, and they were talking about, you know, the process, you know, what is the process? And I'm like, well, it's pretty simple. Get the gun, aim the gun, shoot the gun. I mean, that's it, you know. Yeah. And if you put those factors into, if you think about those factors from your everyday conceal carry, or if you're everyday, if it's shooting a match, whatever, that pretty much simplifies it. So get the gun. Okay, if I'm carrying concealed and I've created such a just complicated way to carry, and when I do this, I'm like, okay, what I'm doing is I'm hiding my gun really, really well, but I've complicated the first step, which is get the gun. And then when I get the gun, I haven't practiced. I don't have the right grip, or I have physical impediments, meaning I've weakened myself, or I've been hit, or whatever. And now it comes down to aiming the gun. So this also includes lining up sights. I can't see. I need my special glasses. What dot am I using? Is my dot stay on? Is my dot malfunction? all these things, so aiming the gun, and then the last thing is shooting the gun. And if I can't shoot the gun effectively, if I can't engage a target at a certain distance, or I don't have something in the chain, I mean, these are all things you got to think about. And the guy looked at me and he's like, "Well, that pretty much simplifies it, don't it?" And I said, "Yes." And that's now choose the platform that allows you to do all of those things well, because that's when it matters. Is I want to be able to get the gun, I want to be able to aim the gun, I want to be able to shoot the gun. So again, I'm not being flippant about it, but that's really what it comes down to. And I think we complicate things so much sometimes that I think we need to take a step back and understand there's a ton of gear out there. There's a ton of equipment. There's a ton of instruction out there and a lot of really, really great stuff. Think about those three factors, and I think you'll be relatively successful.
Well, I think, I do a segment every week with Super Dave, Combat Pistol Crafter. Right. He believes if you can afford the 2011, that is the way to go. And although he does carry the Glock, he carries the Glock, but he believes if you're going to do that's definitely the way to go, just because of the trigger. But there's so many things that make what you just described easier to do, because like some guns, like with me, Glocks have this little stigma that I've been always attached with, where the way I grip a gun is not conducive to shooting a Glock well. Grip angle, a few other things that come into play. With the 2011, with that nice 18-degree grip angle, that gives me a chance to have a more of a linear approach on that really good trigger. A lot of built-in amenities to carrying the 2011 versus any of the plastic Fantastics, in my opinion. Never thought of it that way.
Here's the thing about it is people who can shoot really, really well, and I know you can shoot well. I know you can. I mean, I've seen your videos. I mean, you've been around this enough. You've trained with people. I mean, so you it can shoot any gun. I mean, right. Believe it or not, the same fundamentals of, handgun marksmanship, nobody says these are the same fundamentals of handgun marksmanship. But these are the fundamentals of handgun marksmanship if you're shooting X. But B is different. I mean, it still is. It's line up sight, squeeze trigger without disrupting sight picture. That's it. Everything else you do is recoil mitigation.
Right.
It is. It's management of disruptive energy. And any energy that disrupts your sight picture on the target and disrupts your ability to effectively engage a target with an accurate shot is disruptive energy. So if I can reduce disruptive energy, and we can reduce that by having, an incredible physical fitness level, which is great. Let's think about it from a physicality standpoint. Let's look at it from somebody that's a smaller frame, somebody that maybe is not into fitness, maybe somebody that's a little bit older, or maybe somebody has an injury. These are things, and I start to think about these things as I start to get older. I'm 53 now. I mean, these
oh,
are,
no.
I can't monkey fist a gun the way I used to. So relaxing a grip or fatigue or other things that I do impact my ability to mitigate disruptive energy as much as I used to be able to. And I've started noticing, especially over the last few weeks, as I started back training to start competing a little bit more and shooting more matches. And I'm like, I'm shooting 9mm so much. I started shooting 40. I was like, "Ow, yeah." these are things that I'm starting to learn from my own experiences, and again, gripping the gun, triggering fast, reloads, all these things that you that change. We change. Our body changes. Things are different now. Not just physicality, but think about injury. What if I'm struck? What if I'm engaged in some way? What if I'm shot? What if I'm fatigued from dragging somebody or fighting with somebody? And if I can barely make an accurate shot on my best day, what's going to happen on my worst day? You see this. You see people who are like, "Oh yeah, I always whenever I shoot such and such a gun, I always have to grip really hard and aim right." Huh? Just got cracked in the head with a beer bottle. and your family's getting assaulted, and you have to get, now you got to process, oh, yeah, I forgot I've got my such and such a gun. I need to aim right and grip harder. No, man, that doesn't make sense. In my opinion, of course.
Well, I mean, I think that kind of consistency in the grip is probably what helps somebody be consistent with different guns. I have found I have to, with a gun with a more severe grip angle, I need to make a few allowances, but I figured out how to do that. But I do agree with you that if you can shoot one gun, you should be able to shoot them all. And it is a simple process. Put gun up, stick sights on gun, pull trigger.
Yeah.
And I think the problem comes in when somebody gets out there and thinks, this is so complicated. Because it isn't. I don't think it's complicated. But then again, like I said, you know, the 2011, as the way you guys have imagined it, you have sort of taken what used to be a novelty and you've turned it into a necessity. As far as double stack 20, as far as a double stack 2011 carrying a gun like that, you guys have turned that from something where only competitors might think about it, or you might think about it about a specialty gun, to where you're thinking about it now and you're thinking, this would really serve me well in a desperate situation. And I mean, you've done that in like 2.5 years. I think that's stupendous. Coming up on the next break, you don't have to believe me. You can go to staccato2011.com. There's a few videos there from a few guys that are a little bit better than me shooting the guns. There's videos of other people shooting the guns. These are guns that are carried by law enforcement. These are guns carried by the military. New people. Concealed carriers. There's a gun that fits just about anything. If you're a competitor, they got something that you probably want. And they're all under the moniker of Staccato. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Tony Pignato. It was very, I had to catch him at the right time. I called him today expecting just to leave a voicemail or something, text him. He actually answered the phone. I'm always pleased when that happens. Always pleased when
I'm
that
sorry,
happens.
I'm sorry, man. Sorry. I try to, dude, golly, man. We're running and gunning, man. Literally and figuratively.
We're going to do some podcasts, some video podcasts later on this year as time goes on, and it might devolve from us sitting there going, you know, the 2011 is a great gun to, like, how do you make those big round ice cubes to go in your scotch and on the rocks? That kind of thing.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Well, we've got, now we'll obviously talk about it off air, but I've got some opportunities, I think, coming up pretty soon that we can spend some time on the range together and do some cool videos, and it'd be nice to go right out to the range and pew pew pew, and then go in there and drink some amazing scotches.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I've recently got into the Macallans, which is pretty good. Well, I had a friend who's pretty wealthy who bought me a bottle of scotch. I gave him a bottle of Peerless bourbon, and he gave me a bottle of Macallan's. And I said, and after, you know, about the 2 weeks it took to finish that bottle, I called him up. I said, you've ruined me now. You know that. And so that's my go-to now. And,
right.
Yeah, they're pretty proud of that stuff, and they should be, because and I'm not a liquor drinker, really. I mean, I keep a bunch of bourbons at the house and stuff for people to come over. I'm not a brown liquor drinker.
Right.
I'm a beer guy. And
I was too until my last first sergeant. My last first sergeant was Scottish. He had drank so much scotch that he was immune to it. It was like he'd been bitten by a million rattlesnakes, and now he was immune to the venom of the rattlesnake. He was immune to scotch, and then he'd get all of us that were E6 and below him just soused. Next morning he would run us like nothing had happened. Of course, it it had happened, and we felt it. So he always had a pretty good time with us.
Oh yeah, that's good. You know, there's good scotches, good guns, and good times, man. That's,
yes.
Excellent. Yeah, you know, we can do a pairing. That's what we can do. We can take different Staccato models and pair them with a certain scotch. There it is.
That would be interesting. That would be pretty good. We would have to put this is not for children.
Disclaimer.
Don't let your children watch this.
Yeah, we put a disclaimer that that you should not drink and we can have everything laid out, no ammo in the room, and actually, you know, try the different flavors and bodies, and the woody finish of this pairs perfectly with the Staccato XL.
Yep.
And then after a few of them, we'll be like, this is provides us such great clarity, so obviously it's optic ready, you know.
Right.
Yeah, of course, it's all. It's amazing things that we can do.
The magic of videos, we could cut back and forth between the range and in the studio, looking at this stuff, like we could be drinking one where I'm blind. And then we say, this is why it's for the Staccato P, because it has blinding capability. That kind of thing.
Blinding speed, yeah.
Staccato P. Anyway.
Yep.
The Staccato P, I haven't talked that much about that because that is the, I kind of look at that in the Staccato line as the wonder gun, because that's the gun that, if you're looking for a service gun, it's the right size. If you're looking for a gun that you can carry, I find them light enough to be able to carry. They're a little bit long, but at the same time, it's not undoable. But that gun has been, you can always tell how good a gun is when the holster companies start adopting it and they start making a model for it. And everybody's got a Staccato P holster, don't they?
Oh, yeah. It's the Staccato P is, that is the, it's like, I don't know, it's like a really good hammer. You know, I mean, it's the utility gun. It's a concealed carry gun, and especially when we started offering it with an aluminum frame. Now, the aluminum frame is about 5 ounces lighter than the steel frame Staccato P.
Right. I have not sampled the aluminum frames yet. That's coming up.
Yeah, the aluminum, And, you know, it's interesting when people talk about, they're like, well, you know, you got aluminum and carbon steel. What's the life you're getting out of that? You know, and I'm like, I just got through reading this morning about how Mercedes diesel motors have, you know, steel pistons and aluminum blocks, you know, and that's a million mile motor. So, you know, I have a Staccato C2 that I have over 80,000 rounds out of. I have a Staccato P that I have over 80,000 rounds out of. Both of those guns I actually bought out of my demo kit. I carried those in my demo kit from 2019 to 2020, and this, actually January of 2020, I bought both of those guns out of my demo kit. They both have over 80K out of them, and I could put them in your hand, and you'd be like, wow. Well, these feel like day one, and it's the going back to the the manufacturing, precision manufacturing, and you know repeatable processes is making something that lasts a long time, and performs for a long time. I really do, especially now that we came out with an aluminum frame P, we can make a gun that's light. We can reduce the weight of the gun without significantly impacting that disruptive energy because of the way our platform's designed. I mean, the whole thing absorbs recoil, so you can benefit from having a gun slightly lighter without being like, well, it's lighter and it's easier to carry, but man, it kicks like a freaking mule.
Do they come with the three spare springs in case you want to respring it?
They do not. I don't think they come with three springs. No, I think they come with the one standard middle spring.
Right.
And I think that's from feedback. I think that's from feedback and analysis. The initial three springs was designed for delivered to law enforcement.
Right.
Reason being is because they would have, because of the utilitarian use of the gun, you could have plus P duty ammo. Which has, you know, more energy in it because it's designed for penetration and impact and all these things. And then you would have regular range ammo. And then we included a light spring for it to have, in case, you know, you wanted to load some of Grandpa's, you know, 147-grain wad cutters for your target blinking.
Right.
So that was the reason why. So we made it tunable. And I don't think, and I apologize, but I promised to get an answer for you to put on your channels, but I don't think we're shipping 3 recoil springs anymore. That was designed specifically for the law enforcement.
Last question before we run out of time. Have you had these guns out here enough now to where you have started seeing them come back in to where people wanted them retuned or refit or something like that? I mean, on the one hand, I could see where that would be a good thing because that means they're getting shot and shot a lot. But at the same time, yours are so, like the two that you were just mentioning, they're so durable. Is that something you guys anticipate? Is that something you guys will be doing?
It's funny you should ask that question. We were just talking about this, about how you've got 8.1 million new gun owners. And our guns, yes, our guns have more parts than a Glock does.
Right.
But you got 8.1 million new gun owners out there. They want this great performance. So we're actually just got through talking about offering like a service plan. Like every year you can send your Staccato in. We replace all the springs. We verify engagement points, replace the fiber optic, things like that. But honestly, replacing springs, you know, recoil springs in your gun, replacing fiber optic, lubrication. I mean, if you're talking about the amount of time, and we've got guys out there, like some of the people that are heavy use areas, like law enforcement departments, we have armor courses so that they have the ability to be able to do that level maintenance, like what we consider level 2 maintenance.
Okay, we're going to have to hold it right there. We're going to have to stop at that right there. You're going to have to get free again so we can continue this because, of course, now we're getting interesting at the very end. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
You got it, buddy. Thank you as well.
All right. Tony Pignato from staccato2011.com. Go check out their guns. Coming up next, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.